Generally, good news is given to those who deserve it. Deadbeat dads usually don't have their children running up to them to show them their best work. Maybe for a little while, and maybe sporadic attempts here and there, but generally, children want to share their good news with those who deserve it. Bosses don't give promotions or raises to those who haven't earned their keep or proven themselves worthy of such. But God's good news is for such people, because God knows that we could never earn our way or prove our way into His kingdom. And this is what makes the good news great for us. Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. As Jesus passed on from there, He saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and He said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and His disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to His disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when He heard it, He said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." The tax collectors and sinners were probably the only friends Matthew had, and they are the guests of this dinner party, along with a slew of Jesus' disciples. So get the picture of this party: extortioners, thieves, selfish, greedy, immoral men, the disciples, and Jesus all hanging out together. And it's to these people that Jesus is saying, "Follow me." It's with these people that Jesus is sitting at a table with and enjoying a meal. But why? Why is Jesus giving His life and His time and His joy to people who are undeserving instead of those who know all the answers and have followed all the rules? Well, that's the exact question the Pharisees ask. Why was Jesus sitting at a table with them, which in that day was equal to approving of them? Jesus wasn't approving of their lives, but He was confronting them and sharing with them the cure. He was proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. So when we think about Christmas and the birth of Jesus being an invasion, an inbreaking of His kingdom into ours, we need to understand that Jesus did not come in order to be impressed with our self-righteous kingdoms, because we really don't have any righteousness at all. But He is in the business of offering His perfect righteousness. And when a person embraces that and understands that, it transforms them. And out of their heart flows mercy, not mercenary duty. These Pharisees hadn't been transformed because they had rejected Christ. But Matthew, he went on to be one of the famous 12 disciples. That's pretty good for someone who was a hated tax collector. And not only that, but God chose him to write one of the only 4 inspired accounts of Jesus' life. Why the dramatic turnaround? Because the good news is that God calls the undeserving and He transforms their lives. When you pray today, please remember Don Newsom and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Western Cron LifeWord broadcast heard in the Ivory Coast and Liberia.